Welcome back to the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer. You are tuned in with our guest today, Ty Houck, Director of Greenways Natural and Historic Resources for Greenville County Department of Parks, Recreation, and Tourism. And we're talking about the Greenville Health System Swamp Rabbit Trail today. I just love the Swamp Rabbit Trail. I love everything about the Swamp Rabbit Trail. Before this, we were talking about the history of the trail, so check that out if you weren't able to hear. But Swamp Rabbit Trail today, let's talk about some of the partnerships. How did we get to where we are today?
Well, we had to be creative a little bit because when we started, we passed the hospitality tax in order to create the funding in order to build the trail. But we had to be creative. And so we really reached out in unique ways to really draw the community into the project because it was the first one that had ever been done on this scale in the upstate. And so people were like, oh, I don't think anyone's going to use it. Or why would anyone want to go down those old railroad tracks, you know, so on and so forth. So one of the creative things we did was a program that we called our community partners, where we literally just reached out to retail establishments along the trail and said, why don't we just tell people that you're there? And in return, can we use some of your infrastructure, like your parking lots or your restrooms? And as opposed to, and like I joke about, no one ever goes to a park and goes, the most exciting thing at a park is the public restroom. And so, you know, if you can kind of avoid having to just deal with those. And so we reached out to places like Swamp Rabbit Cafe and Grocery, the Cafe at Williams Hardware, Sunrift, American Grill, and even like Mount Calvary Baptist Church. They're all fantastic. And the partnerships like that work both ways. One, you show up as a tourist because you heard about the trail or you see it and you're local, but you don't really know much about it. So you get on it. And you wander into like Swamp Rabbit Cafe and Grocery because you need to use the bathroom. But you're next thing you know, you're like hearing about the baking classes that they have coming up in an hour and a half. You're like, oh, okay, I'll stay around. And it's just a neat way from an ecotourism standpoint. I think when people go for ecotourism, they don't not only want to be in nature, but they also want to feel like a local. They don't want to just feel like a tourist and just be kind of getting on and off the bus and looking at things. So it's been a neat partnership with us. Plus, it's saved us millions of dollars.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. I'm the one that bikes on the trail to the cafe to use the bathroom and then stays for dinner.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure it's been great for all the businesses along the trail, too. Have any new businesses popped up on the trail because of the creation of the trail?
Yes. We're actually working with Furman University right now and their Center of Sustainability to kind of get a better track on that. But, you know, anecdotally, we use the information of what's happened to Traveler's Rest. And I think if you've biked up to Traveler's Rest, so you've seen it, but for some of the listeners that haven't, it really, Traveler's Rest has done some fantastic things and the timing was perfect with the trail. And so talking with Diana Turner up there, we calculated that there were 6 businesses in the downtown district prior to the trail. And now there's 65.
Wow. Yeah. Downtown Traveler's Rest is adorable. I love it there. It's so cute. Right. But I guess it's come a long way. Cool.
Well, and then the biking too is interesting. I was talking with Randy over at Carolina Tri the other day and he's like, yeah, before the trail, there were 6 bike shops and now there's 26.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is great.
Yeah. And then the other statistics, sorry, I'm full of statistics, but it just kind of puts in sense the impact. The Walmart up in TR, their bike sales went up 300%.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's a lot of demand, a lot of use, and it's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, Swamp Rabbit Trail is bringing in a lot of money. What, a $6.7 million estimated economic impact for Greenville?
Yeah. And that's just on tourism.
Wow.
Yeah. Because the studies that we also, another study that we did with Furman and in partnership with Clemson, tracked the number of people coming from outside the county. And so that's just $6.7 million of other people's money left in the county.
Wow. And tourism accounts for about a quarter, 25% of trail use.
Exactly. I mean, I think it's fair to say, use the cliche tourist in your own town. So I'll get texts and video images from people going, yeah, I rode past everything, all these restaurants in order to ride up to TR.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're making a conscious choice to be a tourist in your own town by going up at TR as opposed to eating on Main Street Greenville.
Yeah. Well, it's great. It really connects a lot of areas that otherwise would be inaccessible. You know, if you don't have a car, it's hard to get from Traveler's Rest down to Pleasantburg, but on the Swamp Rabbit Trail, 20 miles on a bike, that's easy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nice
do that
flat.
In an afternoon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so 2013, almost 500,000 people used the trail that year. That is the entire population of Greenville County, to put that in perspective.
Yep.
Every single person in Greenville walked the trail in 2013, essentially, you know, some tourists in there. But that's so cool. It's a really good way to bring community together, too.
Right. And in Parks and Rec, I mean, a lot of times it's a tendency to calculate the impact of a facility based on how many people show up to a soccer tournament. And so we realized it'd be really important to track those numbers in an academic way, so they're statistically valid. And because people use the trail, I think our last time we were checking, people were on the trail 18 hours a day. And so they're 365. The trail never closes down. We have people sending us photos back when we had snow of cross country tracks in the snow. So it's, that number is impactful for sure.
That's awesome. Okay. So there's obviously a lot of people on here. This is a good chance to talk about some trail etiquette. So if you want to go out on the trail, what are some rules you should follow? What are some ways that you can get out on the trail?
Yeah. Between, Travelers Rest in Greenville, the most popular way is by bike. I mean, 86% of the users are going by bike, either rental bikes, a bike that they checked out through the B-Cycle program, or their own bike. And so that's the way a lot of people are doing it. And then to the etiquette point, when we first started building the trail, I can't remember what year we implemented it later on, but at first we're like, we don't want to make it look like a road. So we didn't put a stripe or any kind of designation down the center of it. But then I quickly realized with my kids, it's a lot easier to say, don't cross the line, as opposed to stay to your right, stay to your right, stay to your right, stay to your right, when they're 3 years old.
That, yeah, it actually works for my dog too. She can't tell where the line is.
Exactly.
So she stays on the right.
Yeah. So in the county portions, we did go ahead and put a center line down to help with trail etiquette because, you know, people aren't out there road raging, you know, so they just don't know the rules of a new trail system. And so we put the signs out there, you know, stay to your right, pass to your left. But the line has had a huge impact. And then we always like to encourage people, and not everyone does it, to announce yourself from coming when you're coming from behind to pass somebody. We actually have one gentleman that walks the trail a lot, and he has a t-shirt that says, please announce with passing in big letters on the back of his shirt.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just like, and people take the initiative, again, those partnerships and those community kind of buy-ins. People are like, we're not going to complain to the government. I'm just going to make a solution myself. And it's been a neat way to see people kind of evolve on being happy.
That's awesome. Oh yeah. Yeah. And you talked about happiness. So something that I think is really cool is just so many studies. I'm not even going to cite any because there's way too many, but just the relationship between being outside and having a positive mental health. It's so I'm sure the Swamp Rabbit Trail has just done, I mean, for me, anytime I'm upset, sad, angry in any way, I just go out and take a walk. And so I'm sure the Swamp Rabbit Trail has been very therapeutic for a lot of people too.
Absolutely. I was talking with my friend Catherine just yesterday, actually, and she was like, hey, what do you know about this thing called forest therapy? And I'm like, well, that's a fancy term for just being outside in the woods. And
going
so
for
I guess,
a hike.
Yeah, I guess it's got some cachet right now. And like, you're absolutely right. I think people, when they can kind of focus on one thing, get their body a little active. The nice thing about the trail is it's so flat that we have had people that haven't ridden a bike in 30 years and go, wow, I just went 10 miles and it was really easy. We didn't ask you to ride the hills. And then also one of the cool things too is from a therapeutic standpoint, and I think a lot of us that are blessed to be able-bodied, we have our partnership with Greenville Health System also includes getting people with physical disabilities and impairments out on the trail on special adaptive use bicycles. And
oh,
so we have
wow.
hand cyclists that go out twice. People that are in have found themselves in that situation, GHS works with them very closely and says, let's get you on a hand cycle. Let's get you out, get active, because everyone benefits from activity. Everyone benefits from kind of not having the buzz of life. And the trail provides that.
That's great. Yeah. So let's talk about GHS, the Greenville Health System, and their partnership a little bit. Of course, it is the Greenville Health System Swamp Rabbit Trail. But what is their role?
Yeah. Before we even built the trail, they internally said, you know, we want to live up to our mantra of total health. And they felt like the opportunity to have an impactful community infrastructure way, they partnered with us. And so for the last 10 years, they've been a financial supporter, but much more so than that is we've partnered in opportunities just to make sure people know about the trail, create ways for them to get out on the trail, create ways for them to have the resources, be it, you know, helmet fittings for kids or having the great 5K run that has like 5,000 people descend and double the population of TR in May.
Yeah. And that actually back in April of 2009, when the spur in Travelers Rest opened up, they GHS opened it up with their first annual Swamp Rabbit 5K. They had 3,000 people come out to that.
Yeah.
That's, I love that. I ran my first 5K this year and it was the Swamp Rabbit 5K. Nice. So yeah, coming full circle.
It was a town takeover because we didn't think that many people would show up. So we're like, oh, we'll cut the ribbon and a couple hundred people will go down the trail. And what happened was this 3,000 people showed up. And so we have this picture where they literally took over a US highway. They just took over 276 and they're like, well, there's not enough to fit on the trail. So we're all, and then cars were just like, all right, there's 3,000 people coming at me. We got to move out of the way.
Wow. That's amazing. So obviously running is a big deal on the trail. There's parts of the trail that have that kind of rubber squishy area. Good for better for your knees when you're running or been running on the pavement. Lots of biking. You can rent bikes through a program called B-Cycle, sponsored by Upstate Forever. So there are bike stations all along the trail, all through downtown. So if you don't own a bike or you don't want to lug your bike around, you can rent a bike, and they've got membership programs that you can subscribe to, or you can do one-time use. Go out and rent you a bike. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then of course, you said now there's 26 different bike shops around. So a lot of them do bike rentals too. So, no matter what your skill level, there's a bike out there for you. So don't be intimidated. I love when I see people rollerblading on the trail too.
Yeah. Yeah. We all thought that was done and we're like, no, that's a great place to rollerblade. I see a lot of Furman students longboarding all the way down into Greenville.
Oh yeah.
That's great. Again, it's when it's flat like that and you don't have to deal with traffic. People come out of the water. We've had llamas on the trail. People have walked their llamas out in the trail. We're like, well,
of course,
as long as it doesn't have a motorized, and we prefer that you pick up after your pet. So go ahead.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. And that brings me to another good point is some of the ways that you can take care of the trail as a user. And one way is picking up your llama poop or your dog poop. But pet waste, you know, we talk about pet waste on the show all the time. Horrible, horrible for the water. And since the trail runs along the Reedy River for a lot of it, you know, anything that you leave on the trail, there's running right into the river. But picking up your pet waste. There's a lot of stations along the trail, a lot of trash cans along the trail. You can do that. Picking up your litter too. You know, don't leave things on the trail. Pack it in, pack it out. You can pick up other people's litter on the trail too. Put it in your pocket, put it in the trash. That's what I do anyway. oil too. We're cutting down on our oil. We have fewer cars on the road because now we're all on our bikes on the trail. And it's awesome. Cleaner for the air, cleaner for the water. Good all around. We can go on about that for a long time, but we are coming up to a break. So we'll be back after this with Ty Houck from the Swamp Rabbit Trail. You're listening to the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer.